The leader of Guinea's New Democratic Force political party says the military's timetable for elections is feasible. Mokhtar Diallo says the electoral plan put forth by military leader Captain Moussa Camara is reasonable, and the NDF party will participate. Captain Camara took power in a December coup, hours after President Conte's death. He suspended the civilian government and vowed to organize free, credible, and transparent elections. While promising not to be a candidate in that vote, Captain Camara said elections could not be held before 2010 because Guinea's territorial integrity could be compromised. The African Union and the Economic Community of West African States suspended Guinea in reaction to the coup and urged military rulers to hold a vote sooner. Earlier this month, a coalition of Guinean political parties, labor unions, civil society groups, and religious leaders asked the ruling National Council for Democracy and Development to organize a vote this year. Announcing its decision to follow that proposal, ruling council spokesman Manju Diallo said the military will guarantee the security of the electoral process. The timetable says a National Transitional Council will register voters in April. Voter lists will be corrected and published in May and June, and electoral cards distributed in July and August. Legislative elections are scheduled for October 11th. The first round of presidential balloting is scheduled for December 13th, with a second round, if necessary, on December 27th. Guinea is the world's largest producer of aluminum ore, but remains one of its poorest countries. One of the reasons Captain Camara originally gave for delaying elections until 2010 was because he said the Conte government's widespread corruption had left the country in economic collapse. The military's anti-corruption campaign has included President Conte's son Usman confessing on television that he smuggled cocaine. Military rulers have arrested several former mining ministers, including a former prime minister, on charges that they stole more than $5 million in public funds. Former Prime Minister Ahmad Tidiane Souare says all the money he's accused of taking was properly used for official purposes, including vehicles for the mining ministry and the rehabilitation of a hospital in the town of Kamsar. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Dakar.